Nolte, Rian Johnson's Star Wars trilogy is not happening. By John Nolte on November 17, 2021. In the wake of reports that Patty Jenkins' Star Wars movie was removed from Disney's production schedule, we're now learning that Last Jedi director Rian Johnson's promised Star Wars trilogy is also dead. LOL. After The Last Jedi dropped a huge load all over everything everyone loved about Star Wars, and turned it into an illogical, feminist fantasy full of hollow class warfare with a side order of vegan messaging, where it took a shit all over the character of Luke Skywalker and the Jedi, where it continued the saga of Rey, perfect little boring Rey, the Mary Sue of all Mary Sues. Did anyone really want to see three more from this woketard? I didn't think so. Well, good news. Emphasis added. THR editor and noted insider Matthew Bologna cites that similar experiences were held by Game of Thrones showrunners David Benioff and Dan Weiss, who bailed on creating a new Star Wars trilogy, as well as Rian Johnson, whose own trilogy was also shelved. Bologna wants Star Wars producer Kathleen Kennedy gone. It's time to take Star Wars movies away from Kathy Kennedy, is his headline. Creative differences are a laughably recurring problem at Lucasfilm under President Kathleen Kennedy. Say agents, top filmmakers are dying to make a Star Wars movie until they sign on and experience the micromanagement and plot point by committee process. It happened to the Game of Thrones guys, David Benioff and Dan Weiss, who were hired to create a new trilogy but bailed. It also happened to Rian Johnson, writer and director of 2017's The Last Jedi, whose own planned trilogy was shelved. Jenkins wasn't willing to dick around, and she has other projects, notably Wonder Woman 3 at Warner Brothers, where she enjoys more creative freedom. Disney and personal representatives for Jenkins and Kennedy declined to comment. There was also Wonder Woman director Patty Jenkins, who either walked away or was asked to leave, and this was after a ton of hoopla over her Star Wars, Rogue Squadron, including a firm release date. As far as wanting Kennedy gone, earlier this week, Kathleen Kennedy's Lucasfilm contract was renewed by Disney all the way through 2024. Whatever. The bottom line is that Disney and Lucasfilm and Kennedy and Rian Johnson assassinated all the goodwill in this film franchise. They infused the greatest action-adventure franchise of all time with divisive politics that crippled the story, the characters, and the fun. Now this golden goose is in so much trouble, no one wants to make the next one. Kathleen Kennedy had a whole universe to play in, a ton of iconic characters and creatures to do anything she wanted with, and what did this dumb broad do? Undermine the escapism and poison that bottomless reservoir of audience goodwill with 21st century identity politics. Pure madness, ego, narcissism, and now Disney's paying dearly. Haha. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.